Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shkalim. Daf Samach Aleph Yerushalmi, the last daf here in Masechta Shkalim. As we reach another milestone, Baruch Hashem, in our travels through the world of Talmud Yerushalmi. So we got up to the top of Samach Aleph. We spoke about Tadir Sheino Tadir when it comes to the Karbanos, the Musaf of Shabbos, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. We know Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh. Just like one of the reasons also when we have Maftir, let's say it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we first lay in Shabbos and then we lay in Rosh Chodesh, again, Tadir, Visheino Tadir. There is a discussion, but we said we do Rosh Chodesh singing because we want to be mefarsim that it is Rosh Chodesh, but the Karbanos are brought in the order, as we said. The interesting discussion relating to Tadir in some areas of Halacha. So we know the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the beginning of Aruch Chaim in Simen Chaf Hei that we wear, those who wear a talis and tefillin, we put on our talis before we put on our tefillin. So one of the reasons is because Tadir, v'sheino Tadir, talis we wear every single day of our life, and tefillin is only one, it's not Shabbos and Yontif. We paskin tefillin is in Os, and therefore it's usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So that's what the Ach, so that's one of the reasons that we go in that order. The other reason is Ma'alin Bakodesh. Right? Go Bakodesh from Talis to Tefillin. There's more Kedusha by Tefillin, so that's why we go from Talis to Tefillin. Va'ach ha-shalavash, Talis mitsuyats, yaniach Tefillin. That is the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes, though, that, Miyu, if, let's say, I come to Shul and I lost my Talis. My Talis is coming in half an hour. But I have my Tefillin. So then you don't say Tadiv Sheino Tadir. Right, if the non-tadir is right in front of you, is lafanecha, then you do the eino tadir. Meaning, a tefillin muzumanim biyado ve'ein lo tzitzis, ein sorach lahamten ala tzitzis. You don't have to wait for the tzitzis. Ela meiniach tefillin, shemivian talis matfo. And then when you get the tefillin, then you are, then you get the talis later, then you are ma'atif. So there is an interesting discussion of, in the achronim, regarding, netilas lulav. We know there are two different minhagim about when to make the bracha of Netilas Lulav, went to make the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that, Tafresh Mem Dalid, that after Chazar HaSashatz, right before Halal, you make a bracha on the Lulav. But the Bekuri Yaakov, the Aruch Haner, in his commentary on Hilchas Sukkah, there, Tafresh Mem Dalid Aleph, quotes that it's better to make the bracha on Tefillin early in the morning. Zuiza Makdim Ala Mitzvahs. And then the Arizal has the minag as a summer makbid to go out to the sukkah to make the bracha on the lulav. So some run out in the middle of shul to do that, but others do it in the morning before they come to shul. And the Magen Avraham quotes that from the Shlach Kadosh and the Rechaim Ivalajin. So different days about when to do that. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva here in Chelek Dala Simin Sadi Tes. He wonders. Tamal noagim litol lulav lefnei atfila. Those who take the lulav beforehand, tfila is tadir, lulav is eino tadir, so tadir v'sheino tadir. So you should do the davening before the lulav. So what's the answer? Rav Asher Weiss writes the Parshas Pinchas. No, but that's like the case of the talis is not there. Right now I'm not davening yet. I'm davening in an hour from now. Right now I have lulav in my hand. I want to go out to my sukkah and make the bracha. So he says, "Kivan diyesh laminyan kavua latfila shacharis ein siba lihimana mil his daris b'mitzvas lulav v'mechein." Why should you do lulav before? The call kadimas hatadir einu ala kishesteha mitzvas mizumanas lefanav lekaimen bofe miyadim. If they're both in front of you, then you have the issue of tadir v'sheino tadir. Aval b'kasher belav hachi einu mekaimes hatadir lachar zman. But if the tadir is only going to come up later, then there's no discussion. Lama lo yaktim la esheno tadir. Just do the eno tadir because that's the one that's in front of you, now. So that's one issue. Other interesting, point the Gemara in Zvachim brings up on Daf Tzadi, if you have a clash between tadir and mukudash. What if something is more tadir? So that should go first. But also, cause, mukudash. Kol tadir mechaveiro kodem eschaveiro. Kol ha mukudash mechaveiro kodem eschaveiro. Something that is more holy. How do you define more holy? That's a good question. Mekudesh, a certain type of karban. I don't know if you have a kachem and kachem kalam, and they both come to you at the same time. There are different examples of tadir and mekudesh. But what if you have tadir versus mekudesh? One is tadir and the other one is mekudesh. Ibayalon says the Gemara, tadir mekudesh eza mehen kodem. Eza mehen kodem, and there's no answer given. There's no answer given in the Gemara. The Rambam paskins, whatever you want. Whatever you want, very unusual. Hilchos Midin Musafin, Perakes Alachabes. Ketzat Seder Akravasan. Musaf Shabbos Tchila, V'yachakar Musaf HaChodesh, V'yachakar Musaf Yantif. Right? We said that's the order. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shkolat Tadir Mechaveiro, Kodem Mechaveiro. V'cheid Kala Mekudesh Mechaveiro, Kodem Mechaveiro. Ha'ilafat Tadir Mekudesh, Yaktim Eze Mehem Sheyirtze. Whichever one you want, Eze Mehem Sheyirtze, you can put in whichever one you want. Which shows, reflects that the value of more Kadosh, the value of more, you know, common is, are both values in Yahadus. You take this, that as a hashkafic, question, and we have to recognize, right, the chashivas of tadir, chashivas of every single day, the more common, right, it's a kevaz achata seva boker, the chashivas of day in, day out learning, as we could, mention on the last day of a mesechta here in, the Dafyomi. Tadir. So that's the tadir, tadir always comes, it's always, you know, do the tadiris, first. That's tadir and, mikudash. One other point I wanted to make from yesterday that I didn't get to make, and that is, we had a discussion, the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Halacha Lemoshe, about what this last Mishnah is doing here. And it's not so clear. And the Tiferes Yisrael said, Hashem Yer Einai, I hope one day I can figure it out. And he gave a suggestion, but, Reb Yehuda Hanasi put together the Mishnah, let's say, and he put together, collections from earlier. We had, a few months ago, we had a discussion of the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrona, Rayas, that they were earlier texts of Mishnah. But always every couple of months, it's good to mention the comment of Rav Hutner in the Pachad Yitzchak in the first piece on Hanukkah, where he talks about, even though Reb Yehuda Hanasi made the unbelievable decision, the weighty decision, the decision that he probably took a lot of heat for, to write down the Mishnah, to put it together. I'm sure many of the old timers who didn't need the Mishnah written down said, what are you doing? It's fine. We remember it. And Rav Yehuda Hanasi said, I'm a realist. Look around the Klal Yisrael, right? It's got, we've gone into Galus. We have no more Beis HaMikdash. We have to write it down. So there's some text to be able to connect to. So even then when he wrote it down and we say, Eis L'Aslo Shalashem Eferu Torah Secha. And, he got all the credit, but, he wrote it in a Torah Shebal Peh way. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi took Torah Shebal Peh and wrote it down and made it into Torah Shebachsav, he wrote it in a Torah Shebal Peh way so that even though it's written, you need a Rebbe. And, it's not so clear that you could just read it and you don't need any commentary, right? Look at the Mishnah. 300 years later, they needed commentary and we had the Gemara. And then soon after that, we needed more. So that's what he writes here, right? Because he says, why do you have these types of klalim, of ein seder l'mishnah, chisurei mechsara, aniyim b'makam zev, ashir b'makam acher. He could have done a better job. He could have done a better job in terms of organization. Like, look at the Rambam, right? He could have done a better job. Like, what do you stick this mishnah here in the end of Shkalim for? Right? What does this have to do? We have to rack our brain? Put it in Tamid, right? What does it have to do with it? So we might not know all the answers, but we had two yesterday. But the point is that, you know, there's a Torah Shabbat element. Even after it was written down. V'horina raboseinu bazeh, ki gam la'achar shehutra ksivaso shel Torah shebal peh, mishem eis lasos, hukrichu l'kasfa u'lasadra l'ksiva, mikom akom, hishirum b'shir yadua kidvarim shebal peh, gam la'achar shenechtavu, b'chdei shegam aksav yei nizkak l'siyur shel peh. Amazing comment. V'sov sof lo tamar aksiva b'mkoma shel ha'kabala mipeh la'ozen. It's not going to take the place of verbal transmission. Right, this Mishnah will not take that place. Continues. So you see, he was still limited. He was still limited, and he put it in a Torah Shebal Peh way. So even if we don't get the answer to everything, especially on the structure of Mishnayos, that's okay. That's okay. We'll keep searching and we'll keep trying to get the answers. Okay, let's go now to where we're up to. Shkalim v'bikurim. So, if you remember, we had a machlokes. So this is back to our topic of our mesechta. Shkalim and bikurim are both mikdash related, right? And that's why we don't give shkalim today, because we don't have karbanas to give it for. And bikurim can't be eaten, because we're not tahar, and we don't have the Yushalayim bibinyana. So what happens if somebody is not supposed to be makdash bizmanazeh? What if somebody was makdash shkalim and bikurim bizmanazeh? What's the halacha? So the Tanna Kamma says, Hareza Kodesh, you shouldn't do it, but it works. It works. It's Bikurim and Shkalim, and now you gotta worry about, using it. Rabbi Shimon says, Bikurim is not Kodesh. Somebody says Bikurim Kodesh, it's not Kodesh. Mashma from Rabbi Shimon, that he would agree to the Shkalim line. He just said if somebody says Harezi Bikurim, it's not Kodesh. But it sounds like somebody would, that he would agree. Gemara, Hashkalim Kitshu. According to the version of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, it sounds like he only argues on Bikurim, but not on Shkalim. But there's a different version of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer, Bishum, Rabbi Shimon, Beinilo, Beinilo, Kitshu. Right? The different version of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that no, neither are Kadosh. Even if you say, this is Shkalim, it's not going to be Kadosh. Machlokes within Rabbi Shimon. Tani. So why would we say that there's no type of it didn't work for the following. Tani hager bizman hazeh tzorach lahavi kino rivis kesef. The Brisa says that a ger bizman hazeh has to designate money, put it on the side for his karbanos of geiris. Right, he has to designate. Right, a ger has to bring karbanos, so he has to designate the karban, the money that he's going to use for the karban. Amar Rabbi Shimon, bitler b'yachlam etzakam ne'atakala. Maybe originally that was the idea, but Rabbi Shimon was mevatel that custom. He said a ger should not designate money, which is hektish, which will be used for a karban, because it could just lead to problems. You don't want hektish money lying around. If you use it, you violate, right, isurim. So we don't want to violate mebnei atakala, right? The karban eda shelo yehene mimenu. Right, we don't want it to get hana. Let's just continue the flow. Ma'u b'nei atakala. What does it mean, b'nei atakala? Kada d'tani, similar to the following. Ein makdishin v'lo ma'arichin v'lo ma'achrimin. One shouldn't give to the Beis HaMikdash. These are three ways to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Makdish, that's the most common lashon. Ma'arich, right, those are the values that are written in Bichu Kosai. If I want to give the erech of a person based on gender and age. Or ma'achrimin. La'achrim is another way, another mechanism to use for the Beis HaMikdash. Makdishin, Ma'arichin, and Machrimin. We take out the next five words because we are, Shumas and Maestros are, Bizman Hazeh. So you're not Makdish, Ma'arich, Umachrim, Bizman Hazeh. V'im Hikdish, Oherich, Ohechrim. And if you did, take out the next two words. So then what do? Then you gotta get rid of whatever you were Makdish. Haksus Tisaref, if it's clothing, you have to burn it. Habehema Teyaker, Behema, you have to, uproot its, Akira, right? We have that for in Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Gemara just says, what does that mean? Ketza no b'faneh hadelas v'beis ha-me'elah. Meaning, leave it to die. You can't get any hana from it. V'amos yechli ha-me'elah. And if it's money, you gotta throw it to the Dead Sea. Right? So basically, you don't have these, don't do this bizman hazeh. So if you don't do this bizman hazeh, why? Because of takala. Right? That's the issue here. That's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel the designation of the ger's money, bizman hazeh. One more line, avar v'hikdish. So what happens though if a ger went and was makdish and designated the money? He didn't. Well, he wasn't supposed to. But let's say he did designate the money. So meaning, is it hektish b'diavad? Look in the Tiklan Chatatin. My, if he was makdish, im kidesh b'diavad. V'dinon kedin hektish v'cherem, d'tan amos yechli amalach. Do we say, well, it's just like the Brisa said. What the Brisa say about makdish, marich, machrim? If you did it, it works. And you gotta throw out the money into the Yamamelach. So do we say the same thing by a ger? If a ger designates his money, then you gotta, it gets kedusha, and, you have to throw it to the Yamamelach. Oh, lo chal shem hektish alayu. Or maybe the hektish is not chal on it. It's not chal on it. So the Gemara says, min ma da'amar Rabbi Shimon, Bitler, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, etakala, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon says, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, don't do it, it must be that if you did it, it works, and that's why you shouldn't do it. Hadamar, Arikdish, Kadsho. So it must be that Rabbi Shimon says here, that if you were Makdish, if you did designate the money for the Karbanos, so then it would work, and that's why you shouldn't do it, Mibnei, Hatakala. Good. So a ger owes Karbanos. Where do we get this idea that a ger has to bring Karbanos? Because that's parallel to Maimon Har Sinai. But at Maimon Har Sinai, the process, all of Hilchas Geiris, the Gemara Krisos Daf Tes, teaches us that the process of Geiris is learned down from Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. Again, that was a communal Geiris. There could be differences between a communal Geiris and a personal Geiris. But the Gemara says there, Krisos Daf Tes Aman Aleph. Says the Gemara, Kachem ka avosechem, ma avosechem, lo nichnusu lebris, ela b'mila b'tfila v'hartzaz dam, just like your forefathers at Har Sinai, went into the bris, came into the covenant of being Jewish, with the mitzvahs, with three things, mila, tefillah, right? Circumcision, tefillah, and artzah dam. That means rikas adam on them. That's karbanos. Afheim, so too forevermore, lo yikansu lebris ela mila v'tefillah v'artzah damim. So those three, those are the three, and those are listed in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah in Perek Yud Gimel, as where the Rambam quotes all the halachas. B'shloshet dvarim nechus lebris b'tefillah v'tefillah v'karban. Mila ha'isav b'mitzrayim. Shnemer kal arel lo yochal bo. Right? They couldn't eat karban Pesach until they got bris milah. So bris milah was done in Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu did, he mild all of them. That's a lot of milas. Mal osam Moshe Rabbeinu shekulam bitlu bris mila b'mitzrayim chutz mishevet Levi v'alzem er bris chiyinsaru. V'tfila isem b'midbar. Tevila, they didn't go to the mikveh in Mitzrayim. That was later. So mila, right, all those, that whole time, they were mal v'lo taval. Right, we talk about bizman hazeh, that middle status of mal v'lo taval. So that's what they were. In all that talk, because they did Mila in Mitzrayim, and Tila was before Har Sinai. V'tila is a Mibirah called the Mount Tarsh, Kishinemar v'kidash ma'yom machar. I think we had a shiur years ago about that, because when did they get Shabbos? They got it in Mara. Were we Jewish or not? Because a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So, we were Malvel Otaval. So if the Gemara says Malvel Otaval, Kilo Lomal, Kilo Lotav, Kilo Lomal, right, we're not Jewish yet, so we keep Shabbos. And if we did keep Shabbos, then what does that mean? Ki ilu lomal. Okay, so, you know, this guy, I think there's an Aruch Laner, about it. V'chibzus v'losam. So we have Mila, Tefillah, and Karban. That's the psukim at the end of Mishpatim. Vayishlach has narei b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos, ayidei kol Yisrael hikrivam. V'chein ladaros, kishi yirtzah goy likardis labris. So to ladaros, if a guy wants to be nichas labris, lutzov yisachas kanfei yashchina, v'yikav olav al Torah, tzorach Mila, v'tefillah v'artzos Karban. V'chulu. It's interesting, the Rambam just threw this in. If you would have asked me, you would say, what are the requirements for Geirus? Mila, Tefillah, Artzos Dam. What about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? That is a big topic. Is that another one of the requirements? It sounds like for the Rambam, no. That's prerequisite. That's background. You want to become Jewish, you have to accept the Mitzvahs. No. Accepting the Mitzvahs is not one of the conditions of becoming Jewish. If you want to become Jewish and accept the Mitzvahs, then this is what you have to do. Right? That's the Rambam has it as background. Right, if kishe year tzagoy l'tachetach lebris v'lusavetachas kar v'yeshchina v'yakab alav all mitzvahs tzarich, you have to go through this process. But kabbalas mitzvahs is not part of the process. That's just the mahus. That's it. That's what. So that's the Rambam based on the Gemara in Krisus on Daf Tes. There is an important comment of the Tosfos Yeshanim in the tiny little letters on the bottom of Maseches Krisus there Daf Tes and Aleph, where the Tosfos Yeshanim says. Why is it, let's say I was Chas V'Shalom, I was Mechal Shabbos, B'Shogeg, on Shabbos, so I owe a Karban Chatos. Do I have to set aside the money now? Right? If somebody owes a Karban, any type of Karban, somebody wants a Karban Toda, right? Whatever it is, somebody wants to bring a Karban Toda, Machlokas Rashi Tosis, is that Mechuyev or not? But ask the Tosis Yishanim, why Dafka by Geirus at one stage in history, we had an idea to set away the money. Says the Tosfos Yishanim, Lo dami lezav v'yoledes delo mifrashi. Right? Not like a zav and a yoledes. Mishum de karbet shalahem lahachshiren bekadshim. What's the purpose of a karban zav or yoledes? Is to allow them to eat karbanos, which we're not eating today anyway. Right? And I don't need that. But aval ger mevi karban lahatiro bekahal. The karban is part of the conversion process. And therefore, if it's part of the process, then you understand he wants to be a full Jew. Bizman hazeh. So again, bizman hazeh, we say a gar is allowed to marry. Nichlas l'kol. But maybe that was, you do as much as you can. Do as much as you can. It's not a carbon that has to do with kachim. It has to do with life. So maybe that's, so Yeshanim says, this carbon is lahatiro l'kol. Not just, lahakshir. And therefore, it is different. One other point. And that is a Meshech Chachma, an amazing comment, which we mentioned in other Shiurim. The Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Baloscha talks all about the Karban Pesach and the unique, categories and the unique type of Karban that it is. And he talks about, there, he develops the idea that if you look into many of the sources, Karban Pesach is the anti-Avodah Zarah Karban. Anti-Avodah Zarah. That's why we had it helped us get weaned from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, right? We took Dafka, their God, their Seb, and we tied it to the bed, the Chizkuni throughout Perek Yud Beis in Shmos. And you find throughout history, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he did a tshuva movement, they focused on Karban Pesach. number of times in history. But then he has an amazing suggestion. Rashi. Well, Rashi quotes this, a Medrash. Rashi quotes a Medrash that you might think that every ger has to bring a Korban Pesach when he becomes a ger. If he becomes a ger in the middle of Tammuz, he has to bring a Korban Pesach. You might think that, right? Kachem kager. I think he quotes the Havamina. The Medrash says that he doesn't have to. But I think somewhere earlier here in this piece, he quotes that Havamina. After he talks about the messages of Korban Pesach, it's about Hashgacha Pratis, and it's about Anti Avodah Zarah. But then he says, V'yitachein, it's possible. This is possible that Da'av de Ger Tzorach Lavi O Korban Olas Ha'Of, you're right, a Korban Pesach, the Ger has to bring a Korban, a Olas Ha'Of, Zedavka below Asa Pesach, Aval Asa Pesach Imatzibor Sagi below Korban. There was a Havamin in the Medrash that a Ger has to bring a Korban Pesach. We say he doesn't have to. But what happens if a Ger didn't get around to bringing his Korbanus of Geirus, and then it was Erev Pesach and he brought the Korban Pesach? He doesn't have to bring any of his Korban Geirus anymore. He was Yotze with Korban Pesach. You don't have to bring it each time. Let's say Mashiach comes tomorrow, today, and then, right, does the Ger still owe his Korbanus? The Meshech Hachma says possibly not. If he's already been a Ger past an Erev of Pesach, we didn't bring Korban Pesach. This is about to say. Let's say Mashiach comes on Erev Pesach morning, and then he didn't get around to bring his Geirus Korbanus, he brings the Korban Pesach. He's Yotze. V'hu ke'ezrach ha'aretz v'suin etzorach lavi his Korbanu. V'ochel. V'im ki zechadosh v'lo nizkar klal. And even though I know nobody's ever said this before, I haven't found this anywhere, says the Meshech Chachma, raki mashma mi mishna so perek ha'isha. I think it's mashma that way. V'ay mashma kazavti v'sefer ha'sameach. But that's the Meshech Chachma. Good. We continue. That's a little bit about the Korban of Geirus. We continue now. So what did we just say? That Rabbi Shimon says that if the Geir did, he was mafresh the money, that it would be kadosh, and that's why you shouldn't do it. So now we're asking a stira in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yudin, Antudraya, Boy Kumi Rabbi Yosa, Chacha, here by Geir, what we're just talking about, Atamar Kidshu. You say, if he did it, if he did designate the money, it is kadosh. Vahacha, but what do we just say up top? What do we say in the second version of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, you in the name of Rabbi Shimon said that if you're makdish shkalim bizman hazeh, it's not kadosh. Right? That was again, from the Mishnah, we were badaik, maybe there's a chilah between shekel and bikurim. But according to the second version, what we started off today, Rabbi Shimon, you in the name of Rabbi Shimon, bain elu lo kinshu. So why if a ger designates money bizman hazeh, pitiyevet, he's not supposed to do that, it is kadosh. But if you're makdish a shekel bizman hazeh, it's not kadosh. Amarle, there's a difference. Tamon, over there, lachain ein makdisha lechadchila, shefisha mitzvah lahakir b'shuba chadasha. By shkalim, you want it to be useful. So you're gonna designate a shekel today, and then in a year from now, Mashiach's gonna come, this is gonna be an old shekel, you won't be able to use it. Right? So it's like we learned, shkalim yishanim, separate pile. So hech havi leishanim, this is gonna be old. So Chazal said, no kdusha. We want to be able to use it. So Chazal said, if you try to do it, Chazal said it's not kadosh at all because we don't want it to become old shekel. But here by the ger, hayishanahi, what's going to be old? There's nothing to talk about. There's no old or new. So no reason to say that it doesn't work. Right? It doesn't need to be new. And therefore, it will be kadosh. Period. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Maybe leave the shekel, maybe it's gonna be this year. So maybe it's gonna be from the new. Right? Shema Yibane, Yidechachi Bane Beis HaMikdash. So, answer, no. Shema Yibane Habayis Kibari Shona. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built like it was the first time by the Mishkan, meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Vititarem Trumas Halishka Minachadasha Bizman Becham Nisan, and you're going to do the whole Hafrasha and the Truma from the beginning of Nisan, and you'll have given it the year before. So it's not good for us. V'hacha Ma'islach, but by a ger there's no chash, there's no problem. So there's no nothing to worry about. Period. Here we Beis Hamikdash. We know that the Briska Rav points out that if you look closely at the language of the Rambam, there's two elements to our animam memura shleima in terms of shemi yibana beis hamikdash and our hope towards it. Says the Rambam in Hilchas, in the second to last parak in Mishnah Torah, Malachim Parak Yud Aleph, Hamelech HaMashiach, Asid La'amod La'achzir Machlus Beis Dav L'Yashna. The Melech Mashiach is going to bring back and return Malchus Beis David, HaMemshala HaRishona, Ubonim Migdash, Umakabes Tetchei Yisrael. Melech Mashiach will bring back Malchus Beis David, who will bring the build the base of Migdash, gather in all of the exiles, V'chozun Kala Mishpatim B'yamav K'shayim Mikodem. We're going to go back to all the laws that were Makrivin Karbanos, V'osin Shmitim V'yovlos, Kachol mitzvasan amurin b'tor. Well, we don't have Yovel bizman hazeh. We don't have Yovel bizman hazeh. What can you do? We don't have Yovel bizman hazeh, so we're going to go back to Yovel. It's just parenthetically, Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out. In Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel is a machlokes, Rambam Ravid. Machlokes, we know nowadays we don't have Yovel. So do you count a year of Yovel and just don't have Nihugim of Yovel? Like, let's say you have 49. You have year 49, and after year 49, is that year one? Right? It was that year 50 and then year one. Right? Is it year 50 and then year one? We don't do Yovel, but you would still count as a year. So the Rambam says, I forgot which way it goes, which direction it goes. The Rambam, says, one way, but he says, but I think the Rambam says you should count, year 51. I don't remember. Year 50? I don't remember exactly, but he counts one way. Then he says, but the Gaonim say otherwise, and I'm mavata my das to the Gaonim. And the Ravid there says, no, the Rambam, the Gaonim are wrong. The Ravid says, no, you should pass it like what the Rambam thinks. So the Rav Soloveitchik said, that's the only time I know that the Rambam doesn't pass it like the Rambam, and the Ravid passes like the Rambam. Right? Yeah. That the Rambam, they flip. That's on that halacha about the Shmita V'Yovlos. Okay. So the Rambam continues that, what Mashiach will do. And then he says the key line for us. V'kol she'eno, kol mi she'eno ma'amin bo. Anyone who does not believe. Oh, mi she'eino mechake libiaso, or someone who does not hope and yearn for his coming, lo b'shar neviim bovadu kofer, he's not only denying other prophets, ela kofer b'taras Moshe Rabbeinu. He's denying Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says in the Torah, this is going to happen. Shne'emar sh'arei Torah he'ido lov, she'emar v'sham v'sham v'kach ha'shvuz chav v'yichamecha, v'sham v'kibetzcha v'kol ha'amim, em yeri d'achem v'sig ha'shmai, v'sham v'kibetzcha, v'sham v'kachecha, v'elu ha'dvarim v'furashim b'torah, him kolul him kol ha'dvarim sh'nemar ha'idei kol ha'neviyim. So this is all in the Torah. So the language of the Rambam is, kol mi she'eno ma'amin bo, o mi she'eno mechake l'biyaso. So it's not enough to know Mashiach is going to come, but you have to pine and yearn for it. And if one doesn't, that's kfira. Says the Rambam. The Brisker Rav points that out, that it's eno ma'amin bo, el eno mechake lebiyaso. And the Griz even says, what do we say every day? Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom. And we say, what, translate that? Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom. Doesn't say kol yom. Kol hayom. That means even if it's 6 o'clock, you know, in the evening, and maybe there's 10 minutes left till Ashkia, maybe still. Kivinu kol hayom, the entire day. It's not like, oh, you didn't come in the morning. Okay, we're done. Okay, we'll try again tomorrow. Right? So not only, yes, it will happen. And not only is it something that I hope for, but I hope for it every second. And he explains that to mean, the formulation of the animamins. Right? We say animamins shleim avias mashiach. What's the afal pi? It's like, there's a hava, even though he's delayed, achakilo. What's the hava mina? Like, what's the afal pi always means implicit question. So what's the kasha? And even though he hasn't come so long, I still hope. Why is that the only one that gets an afal pi? Right? I believe you can have another one. Animam Emor Shleim Hashem doesn't have a body. And even though the Torah gives off impressions that he has a nose and he has a hand and he has a leg, I believe he doesn't have a body. So you could have had afal pis on other animamins, but only this one. So why is this the only one that gets a kasha? So the Brisker Rav says, it's not a kasha. It's just emphasizing. I'm reading from the Lechach Tov in Parshas Nitzavim, quotes this from the Brisker Rav. Umemele says, it's emphasizing. Shelo dai lahamin bo bilvad, elo shemuchuyavim lios bibachinas mechake lebiyaso. Sheyocho lovo b'cho rega mamish. Umemele mechakim lebiyaso b'cho rega mamish. And that's bevuar in the Rambam. And that's b'chol yom. B'chol hayom, right? Ki lishuasa kibido kol hayom. So that's the, Rambam, so we talk about maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash in terms of the ger, in terms of the various halachas and the shkalim, you know, that is, we yearn. We yearn for the time that we could actually give the shkalim. Right now, we're not allowed to give the shkalim. Now, it's a bad idea. We don't give the shkolim bisman hazeh. But we yearn for the time that it will happen soon. Remember the Rambam also, the para. When the Rambam talks about the 10th para aduma, that we say there are going to be 10 para adumas. One of the days of Moshe, one of the days of Ezra, and then the other 7 throughout Bayesheni. And then we have, the Rambam says, the 10th one will be done by Melech HaMashiach, Mehera Yigala. The Rambam adds those two words, even in Mishneh Torah, because he can't stop himself. Maybe the Rambam has the Mechakel HaBiyaso. The Rambam fulfills his own words. Mechakel HaBiyaso. Okay, in the last line, Rav Ada, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Ada, Bar Achua, B'Shem Rav, Halacha, K'Rebi Shimon. The Halacha is like Rebi Shimon of our Mishnah. Of our Mishnah. Rabbi, we have two Rebi Shimons now. Rebi Shimon of our Mishnah, the Tikkun Chazan says, that Bikurim are not Kodesh. Meaning, does not work if somebody tries to be Makdash Bikurim Bizman Hazeh. But Shkalim are Kodesh. Shkalim are Kodesh. Generally, it works. It's not something that should be done. But, it works. Hadjala Parak HaRokin. This takes us through Shkalim, which was, a little foray into Kodshim, really. Because as we said at the beginning, you know, Shkalim might belong more in Kodshim than in, Moed, but, it is in Moed. And Baruch Hashem, the next Masechta, Parshas Yuma, also is 90% Kodshim. So, we'll get into that Beit Hashem next time. But Baruch Hashem, Shkalim, and Beit Hashem will pick up next time with Maseches Yuma.